in her mouth. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it. They making plans.
Continuing our yearbook superlatives for the Green Bay Packers this season, our predictions for who will be Offensive Player of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year. We put those on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Infinity exterior polls. You can go ahead and weigh in on that. Get us your answer. We've got some pretty good candidates, although Gabe thinks it is a landslide, walk away, run away for Defensive Player of the Year and that it will be Micah Parsons. I understand the sentiment, and I hope, honestly, that it is. But for the sake of argument, we're just throwing some other players out there who could have big years. And you know what else I say, guys, is you ever been around a group of people and one person is just so stinking good and how it elevates everybody else? I really think that that is going to be an underrated benefit of adding a Micah Parsons to the Packers roster this year. What do you think, Joshy?
I totally agree. And I think it's worth mentioning that when Micah Parsons was on the field for the Dallas Cowboys, when it comes to expected points added, EPA, they were the best defense in the NFL.
Over the last 4 years.
When Micah Parsons wasn't on the field, they were the worst in expected points added. That is how much of a difference, because one person simply can't make that much of a difference in terms of actual results, but his influence and change on the defense affects everybody else so greatly that they go from best to worst with him there versus not there.
The reason why people like him get paid so much and they're the highest paid position outside of quarterbacks, because when you give Jordan Love that kind of money, all right, Jordan, you're going to have to make everybody better. You got to raise everybody up. That's what Micah Parsons does. That's what Myles Garrett does. That's what TJ Watt does. It's the one position defensively that can impact and influence everybody else on the field and raise their level of play up because of the influence that they can exert on an offensive game
plan. I mean, what we're talking about here is basically wins above replacement. It just, they don't have that stat in football, right? But in baseball, you have war. Mm-hmm. So there is a metric that tells you how much better a team is when a certain player is out on the diamond. That's essentially what we're trying to measure here in football. How much better are the Packers when Micah Parsons is on the field versus when he is not on the field going forward? And how much does his presence elevate everyone else's performance, right? This idea of, I don't want to be the weak link on this defense. And I'm very excited for what Jeff Hafley does with Micah Parsons and Xavier McKinney and all of these other players, obviously, that they have compiled. Let's get to Rookie of the Year. And this one, if you...
Okay.
You gonna get cute here?
You gonna get cute here?
Do I take Warren Brisson or Colin Oliver? Are they on the team?
You don't pick him here. You can't claim that he's your boy. That's the problem.
You want me to go first?
I do.
Let's just go gold. Yeah. Beltline or Golden? Yeah, Golden. Golden's a lock. I'm still now. Still not shying away from my numbers. Although, as a starter, I just don't think his numbers are going to be obnoxious. I don't think it's going to be 1,000 yards, 88 catches. I just don't see that in LaFleur's system. I just don't see it. Because he's got to keep everyone kind of happy.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, you kind of
He's got to keep, you know what he's got to do? Win football games.
Yeah, he does, but he's got to kind of,
and have an
explosive
team. And the best offenses the Packers have had.
Like Wickscape.
Yeah.
I've already written off.
Yeah.
I've already written him off.
Unless there's some sort of injury and he can emerge. Here's the thing, Chew. This is a big boy league. You had your opportunity to emerge the last couple of seasons. That was your chance.
No, I know, but what?
And if any one of these guys, if any one of the four that we talk about consistently with this wide receiver group, if any one of the four emerged as an absolute, without a doubt, difference maker, they probably don't draft Matthew Golden in the first round.
I would agree, but you still have to keep everyone happy.
Do you care about keeping Terry Mickens happy?
No, but Terry Mickens wasn't even close to like a Dobbs or a Wicks or anything. He was just kind of a guy. No, he was a guy. Trust me. I played with him.
Yeah, I know. And guess what these guys might be?
Because what's going to happen? All right, just think about it. Dobbs and Reed. Christian Watson comes back. They move Golden to Z. Christian plays X and yep. limits their snap. You're going to tell me Dobbs is going to walk away?
Yeah,
that's fine.
He can have football. Fun in Pittsburgh.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But in order for this trade. Season, you have to kind of keep, because our offense was kind of the same. We didn't have really any superstars on offense. I mean, Keith was on the backside.
Mm-hmm.
I was the blocker. Robert was a guy, a very good player.
Robert Free set the franchise player. Record the year before in receiving yards.
Yeah, but
he had almost 1,500 yards in 95.
But Robert was never, ever considered a top 10 receiver in the league.
Which is wrong. He should have been. You have 1,500 yards in 1995.
No,
you're
I'm
a top 10 receiver
you,
in the league.
Good.
Every time you bring this up, go ahead.
But Holmgren just kind of kept everyone happy. Everyone happy. Hey, I didn't get you targets last week. Don't worry about it. I got you this week. To Free, or to Keith, or to Edgar, or to Dorsey.
And
this is what has to happen.
I think that is a smart strategy. I really do. And I understand why Holmgren did it. That being said, you cannot put a mural on the wall at Lambeau Field that says standards over feelings and then prioritize feelings. That's where I keep coming back to, like, if that's going to be your philosophy, if that's going to be your mantra, and it's so important to you that you put it on the wall so that guys see it every day when they're walking to and from the locker room, then I also don't think that you could sit here and go,
yeah, but Dobbs didn't see it last year, then. He obviously didn't.
Maybe you got to get him some glasses.
You can be okay?
Yeah.
Your feelings hurt?
But I'm going to tell you this.
Reps?
They're going to need Dobbs. They're going to need Reed.
Yeah, and that's where you're
They're going to need all those guys.
Professional.
A lot of guys.
I trust your gut. Honestly, yeah. I trust your experience with yeah. guys and the ego and all of the way that players need to be fed. It feels a little like speaking out of both sides of their mouth. You can't put that on the wall and then worry about how this breakdown in plays, this breakdown in snaps is going to make people feel.
I'm just saying players pout. And I pouted. I had my share of pouting. I'm like, kidding me? I didn't get one target this
week.
You
pouted? Although, I'll give you credit. You haven't been very pouty today. No coffee
just
this
straight morning.
Straight water,
you
no coffee.
You have
to drink straight water, no Mioks. You got to go to the doctor. You've been good today.
Yeah.
Give you credit for that.
I don't know, man. He came in rip-roaring mad about somebody sitting in the left lane.
Oh, that was, yeah, like, I'm, you know, one time
but
I'd like,
you forgot about it.
One time, just one time in my life, I'd love to Dale Earnhardt the guy's ass and just put him right into the wall. You know what I mean? Wouldn't that feel good? I mean, I'd probably get arrested.
You know what we call that, too? Those are intrusive thoughts.
And I would have got 40 cheers from the cars
behind this guy.
Doubt. That would have been legendary, though.
God, I would have to be the one to come bail your ass out. Because I would, because your wife wouldn't.
Yeah.
Once she found out what you did, she's not coming to pick you up.
You know what, though? There's actually a better chance of my wife doing it than me. Yeah.
And also, maybe they'll bring the car to Caliber for repairs.
There you go. Win-win.
You got your pound of flesh, and Caliber got the business.
Yeah,
worked out really well. Yeah, you were very angry about that this morning. So, when it comes to rookies, is there anyone else that you even consider? And again, maybe they will not eclipse Matthew Golden production, Matthew Golden's impact on the Green Bay Packers this season. But could you see a guy like Baron Sorrell surprising people with the way that he shows up in his rookie year?
He's not going to get any time.
Harder now that Micah Parsons is on the team for him to get enough snaps where he's going to make a huge difference.
Yeah.
I think they might actually end up using him sort of in a down lineman position more than they anticipated. Same thing with LVN. Just because you got a guy...
In pass situations,
right.
Yeah.
And you want to get exotic there and kind of bring something else that... Because if you look at that defensive line, there's some guys you can be excited about. I think Carl Brooks probably getting more opportunities is a good thing for the Packers. But in terms of like penetrators and guys that are going to get after the quarterback, it's not why Nazir Stackhouse is there. Colby Wooden isn't really that guy.
How's Parsons against the run?
He's better
not
than people
as
say.
As good as he is against the pass.
Because I look at this, and I've told you guys this a million times, when you go play a team, you determine whether you're going to run downhill or you're going to run outside.
Mm-hmm.
My guess is with losing Kenny Clark, they're probably going to look at running downhill.
That's where I would start.
Yeah.
You know,
if I'm the Lions, that's where I start. Try to run David Montgomery between the tackles. Yeah.
Yeah.
Test out those guys in the middle.
We got a lot of reaction rolling in on the Carbless Talking Text line. I love that people are so engaged with this conversation as we make predictions about who is going to be the most impactful players for the Packers this season. Craig weighing in saying, Love is going to be Offensive Player of the Year. Mike is going to be Defensive Player of the Year. I really want to see LVN in the middle using his power against opposing guards. I think he will flourish there. Meanwhile, Rob in Michigan says, hot take, LVN will lead the team in sacks and quarterback pressures this season.
That is hot. That's hotter should've than
been,
hot.
Should have been on the Boldathon yesterday. That would have been the boldest take on Wilde and Tausch.
Meanwhile, Dave says Cooper has a chance for Defensive Player of the Year for the Green Bay Packers. I mean, he got Player of the Week twice last year. And I do want to mention this. With the injuries to the wide receivers that you guys have mentioned, we have talked about Jaden Reed and not sure about his full availability or how limited he might be. I wonder about a Savion Williams, and Craig wonders about Luke Musgrave. Now, again, not a wide receiver, tight end, but if the Packers do feel like they are struggling at that position, maybe they do sort of start to work the tight ends in more to the offense, Joshy.
He was one of the stories of joint practice against the Colts. He seemingly couldn't be stopped. A little hot tip here on Weekly Wager. Luke Musgrave plus 950 for an anytime touchdown. Think it's a little interesting. Think a guy who they want to be a part of the offense but hasn't been as of late. Is because of
injury.
Right. Is one of those guys they're probably going to want to get the ball, and a guy the Lions certainly are less concerned about at this point than Tucker Kraft or Matthew Golden or even Romeo Doubs.
No Keyshawn at all on the text chain? No one mentioning?
No.
Because Parsons will make him better.
That's
true. There is a great article by Matt Schneidman on The Athletic about Keyshawn Nixon, talking about, again, wanting to prove everyone wrong. I believe a quote I saw was, nobody wants me to be CB1. Basically, he's like, I'm going to prove everybody wrong. That's sentiment.
Okay.
Take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Discover Proof Pizza at St. Kate the Arts Hotel. It's in the heart of the Milwaukee Theater District, a modern pizzeria that delivers Neapolitan-style pies, a bold grill menu, and old-school hospitality in a sleek, art-inspired setting. I know a lot of you are working downtown, and you're always looking for new lunch spots. Proof Pizza is great. It's your go-to downtown destination. You can dine in, unwind, and savor flavor that hits just right. And if you mention my name, Jen Latta, they will give you 10% off your order. You can learn more at stkatearts.com. That's stkatearts.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
His eyeball.
Wait.
Where do I get him?
I just assumed. When I said wait, did you just think it was just a suggestion?
Yeah, pretty much. Typically.
On 94.5 ESPN.
First time you can stream all of ESPN all in one place, all the best sports live, the most championship moments, all the studio shows, documentaries, originals, plus all the great new features like watching four games at once in multi-view, which is going to come in handy, obviously, over the next few weeks, especially during college football season. Your fantasy team updates live and in-game, SportsCenter customized just for you. They have really thought of everything. So if you haven't signed up for the all new ESPN app, what are you waiting for? You can do it right now.
Name something that follows the word pork.
You pie.
Huh? One category.
Name something people take with them to the beach.
Turkey.
The top eight answers.
The first thing you buy in a supermarket.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8.
A food often stuffed.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken.
Oh my God.
Show me chicken.
The top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What do we got, Gabe?
List of 8 things in front of me. You and Chew guess back and forth. Once you each get one incorrect, we open it up to the fans at 800-990-3776. Person to get the last one on the list wins an ESPN Milwaukee prize pack. We are excited for football season. Packers-Lions coming up on Sunday. I am looking for the last 8 Packers players with 100 yards receiving in a regular season game. Mm. Last eight to go over 100 yards receiving in a regular season game.
Devontae Adams.
Devontae Adams is number five on the list.
Bo Melton.
Bo Melton, number three on the list.
I don't like it. I don't like Bo Melton on the list.
We just talked about it last week. That's the only reason I knew.
Christian Watson?
Number one on the list.
Yeah. La, la, la. Dobbs?
Romeo Dobbs has never had 100 yards receiving in a regular season game.
Okay.
Really?
Was he close, or did he have it in the playoffs?
So he had 151 in the Dallas game in the postseason. His closest in the regular season is 95 yards a couple of seasons ago.
Okay.
But he's never gone over 100 in a regular season game.
Jaden?
Is number two on the list. So you guys have Christian Watson, Jaden Reed, Bo Melton. Those are the top three. Do not have four. And then Devontae Adams is number five. Chewy is already incorrectly guessed. So, Jen, it's all on you.
Oh, geez. I was going to say MVS because I can remember him having a couple of long touchdowns. MVS?
Number six on
Good
the
call.
List.
Okay. Reset the list for me, please.
Christian Watson, Jaden Reed, Bo Melton, 1 through 3. Devontae, MVS, 5 and 6.
Devontae was 5, so it's got to go back.
Jordy?
It's too far back.
Darn it!
Good try.
Good run back.
800-990-3776. We are looking for the last Packers receivers with 100-yard receiving games.
Well, players. Not necessarily receivers, but players.
I don't think you said that out of the gate.
I said it multiple times.
I heard it.
You're a liar.
So you knew you were tipped off?
I listened to his words.
Not my strong suit.
That was unnecessary, Josh. 800-990-3776. Well, go ahead and tell us again what it is, the last eight what?
The last eight Packers players with 100 yards receiving in a regular season game. Christian Watson won. Jaden Reed is 2, Bo Melton number 3. We are missing number 4. Devontae Adams is 5, and Marquez Valdes-Scantling is number 6.
Looks like we got a caller on the line. It's Greg in Nina. Greg, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
Let's go Romeo Dobbs.
Romeo Dobbs already incorrectly guessed by Chewy. It was an incorrect guess. He's never had 100 yards in a regular season game.
So you get
game.
To guess again.
Does it have to be a receiver?
No. Nope.
Holy moly.
Can it be a running back?
See? Or a tight end.
Not just us. Yes, any player.
Mm-hmm. How about Aaron Jones?
Aaron Jones, number 7 on the list.
Really? Yes.
He had 100 yards against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Is that the game with Love?
That was not the game with Love. That was all the way back in 2019.
Wow. Okay.
Packers won 31-24.
Greg, you're welcome to keep it going if you have any more guesses.
I'm going to just throw one out there, Dontavian Wicks.
Wicks has not had 100 yards in a regular season game.
Okay, good call with Aaron Jones.
Good run, though. Let's go out to Dale in a van.
In a work van.
In a work van. Dale, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
Can you reset the list for me?
Number one is Christian Watson. Number two is Jaden Reed. Number three, Bo Melton. Do not have 4. 5, Devontae Adams. 6, Marquez Valdes-Scantling. 7, Aaron Jones. So we need 4. We need 8.
Tucker Kraft on that list?
Tucker Kraft is not on this list.
Okay.
Let's go out to Joe in East Troy. 800-990-3776. Joe, can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
Yeah, let me think. Alan Lazard.
Alan Lazard, number 4 on the list, going over 100 yards a couple of different times. Most recently, a part of that that season after Devontae left in Aaron Rodgers' final season in 2022.
Yeah, 8's tough though. 8's a tough one.
It is a tough one.
Trying to think way back.
Well, not way back, because Jordy's not on the list.
Well, okay. And we guessed MVS, right?
MVS is number six.
Well, it's got to be with Devontae, right? Because Devontae's five. Is this why
I don't know if I
put the list together, Gabe?
I was not anticipating.
I know who it is.
I was not anticipating this name on the list.
Yes.
I don't think you know who it is. Know.
Yes, I do.
I don't know if I have a guess. I don't know if I have a guess, guys.
All right, we appreciate the call. Call back anytime. Brady in West Bend, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
Did Alan Lazard get called?
Alan Lazard was correctly guessed. He is number four. So we have the top seven of Christian Watson, Jaden Reed, Bo Melton, Alan Lazard, Devontae Adams, MVS, and Aaron Jones. We need number eight.
Luke Musgrave?
Luke Musgrave is incorrect.
He did it?
Oh, incorrect.
Okay. No one's going to get this.
So again, Aaron Jones being seven on the list. Jones did it in 2019.
Is it a position that you are fond of?
Yeah, I have friends.
800-990-3776. Justin in Brookfield,
use
you're
your whiteboard
on
there.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
Randall Cobb.
Randall Cobb, just too far back. Randall Cobb would have been number 9 on this list. Chewy knows it. That's a glasses case. That's not an eraser for the whiteboard. That's your glasses case.
Those are Gucci's, too. They ain't coming home.
You dodo head. Mike in Pewaukee, we just got one left. Chewy knows it. I know it. Gabe knows it. Joshy knows it. Do you know it?
Is it Bobby Tonyan?
It is not Bobby Tonyan. It is not.
Guess, though. I forgot about Bobby Tonyan.
He's on the Chiefs practice squad now. I thought
what?
I saw that a week or two ago. Yeah. Ended up on the Chiefs practice squad now.
Is this Bruce in Bayview? Bruce, you're up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
Well, my shot in the dark is Randall Cobb.
Randall
Cobb. Already been guessed.
Incorrect.
Guess again.
He is number 9 on
Dang
the list.
Dang it. I was. Okay.
You got to think outside the box a little here on this one.
Yeah, this one's.
No idea. Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, this is.
Yeah, this is. We might be here a while.
You
got
to think across the ocean on this one. Let's go out to Dustin in Brookfield. Dustin, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
Jeff Janis.
Oh, Jeff Janis. Hilarious
good guess.
Hilarious guess, but unfortunately incorrect.
Who is this? Aaron Rodgers?
Did he have 100 yards in a playoff game off of 2 catches?
I believe he had 100 yards in a series in a playoff game off
really?
Of 2 catches. Yes.
Is that Arizona or Detroit?
That was Arizona.
Arizona.
That was Arizona because they started at the 1. There was a penalty yard, and he caught the 60-yarder and then the 40-yard bomb at the end to tie that game.
They're getting closer.
In terms
as far
of
as
the,
terms yeah. is way back.
Whew. Again, I was not anticipating seeing this name on the list.
All right, let's go out to Corey in Nashville. Corey, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
Hey, has Bob Tonyan got guessed yet?
He was incorrectly guessed.
Yeah. Very warm.
Oh, yeah, man. You're heating up, as the kids
you're
say.
You're Nashville hot.
You get another guess because it was already guessed.
He doesn't have another
this
one.
This is so funny. How soon
How
we
soon
forget.
People forget.
In fairness.
Yes.
You want to forget.
With a reason. With
he was
reason.
Forgettable except for one very important point in his career.
Yes.
Go out to Jared. Is it Omro?
Yeah.
All right. Jared, you're on with
Go
Jen,
Foxes.
Gabe, and Chewy.
Was it Cook?
It was not Jared Cook.
Another good. Another good.
Jared Cook would have been on the list, but he did it in 2016. So he was just a little too far back.
Justin in Lake Geneva, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list? We might hit a record here of how many callers we get this morning trying to figure out this last one. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning. Is it the tight end Crabtree?
Oh, gosh. Tom Crabtree, as much as I love Tom.
We're getting so close, though.
He is way too far back if he ever did it. I mean, Crabtree was early 2010s, so that is incorrect.
Damien in Watertown, you're up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
Geronimo Allison.
Oh, my God.
Geronimo Allison would have been number 9 on the list. Geronimo had 100 yards receiving against Cincinnati in 2017.
I feel like we have alluded to this player playing a specific position.
Yes.
Some clues that have been dropped this morning. If you're putting them together, it's going to be a lot easier for you. Mike in Waukesha, you're up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
Is it Jimmy Graham?
Yeah!
Packers legend Jimmy Graham had 104 yards on a Monday night football game in which the Packers defeated the Niners 33-30. He is number 8 on the list.
Way to go, Mike. Congratulations. I got a boatload of guests rolling in on the Carbless Talk and Text Line. Remember, if you want to play Top 8 at 8 each and every week here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, you just got to call in 800-990-3776. That was a good list.
Yeah, that was solid.
Yeah,
that's good. I thought it was going to be easy at first.
Yeah, but again, Dobbs not being on there, I thought was kind of the tricky part.
I thought that there's no way I would have guessed Bo Melton. Obviously, you guys said you talked about it last week when I wasn't here. But
Yeah, well, because he famously was the first one in
out of that whole
Jordan Love's rookie year to have a 100-yard receiving game.
Yeah,
nobody had one. Then all of a sudden, Bo had one, and Christian had one, and
good list.
Jaden Reed had one.
Mike, the big winner this morning on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. And if you want to be a winner, just head over to Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Shoot your shot at big wins for Sweet Ticket September. Play with your rewards card for entries. Score triple on drawings on Thursdays. Oh, wait, that's today. Win slam dunk prizes, reward play, tickets to see the Milwaukee Bucks in action. Sweet Ticket September is the giveaway. Are you ready for this? It's only at Potawatomi. More information is available online. Must be 21 years old and a rewards member to play.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What do we do? Where do we go from here?
We've talked about insulation. We've talked about fantasy camp. And now we've talked about Burning Man. We've hit for the cycle in the first 5 minutes of the show.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Sorry, just wanted to hear that song a little bit longer.
Steely Dan playing the Super Bowl.
Hey, Gabe, fired up.
If you're looking to bring more organization and beauty to your home, I can't recommend Closets by Design enough. I've been working with Doug and his team in Mequon for the past few months, guys, and I got to tell you, my closet was a disaster. So many clothes, so much television, and I needed organization. Doug and his team came out, took a look at it, and said, here's what we think you need, but what do you think you need? And that's the best part of working with Closets by Design. They really listen to your needs, your preferences, and then they try to make it work. And work it does. My beautiful new closet is so organized. It feels so much calmer in there, just lowering my anxiety. And I cannot say enough about working with Doug and his team at Closets by Design. Based right in Mequon, they've got a beautiful showroom you can visit if you need inspiration. And if you're ready to get organized, call Closets by Design in Mequon and tell them Jen from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy sent you.
You've been telling me you're a genius since you were 17. In all the time I've known you, I still don't...
Brewers got a victory last night. Pretty good little win, jumping out to a big lead and then holding on, unlike they were able to do when we were there on Monday. All Brewers Talk here on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee is brought to you by Neurospine Center of Wisconsin. The Brewers are unconditionally relentless, just as they were last night. But this is interesting to me, guys, because as much as we have talked about Isaac Collins being in the race for Rookie of the Year in Major League Baseball, is there someone else that we've been overlooking? Is there another Brewers player who is having a season that is deserving of some of the awards, some of the accolades in Major League Baseball? Gabe, that candidate would be?
Bryce Terang, after being named August Player of the Month earlier this week. He's not going to win the award. All right, let's just get that out of the way. I mean, it's going to be Shohei Ohtani. Ohtani's going to win the award. But he needs to be mentioned. He's fourth right now in the wins above replacement metric over at Baseball Reference. Like, he has raised his game. Somebody who was who's the platinum glover. He was the best defender in all of baseball last year. And the way he's been able to raise his game offensively, the Brewers aren't where they are without him. And he, right now, might be their best player.
So just to clarify, as you mentioned, Shohei Ohtani is the odds-on favorite right now to win the NL MVP. Kyle Schwarber in the mix, Manny Machado in the mix, as well as Pete Crow Armstrong. Despite Pete Crow Armstrong, the kid from the Cubs, really falling off over the last month or so. I mean, so much so that it's been a topic of conversation big time with regards to the Chicago Cubs. But I like this as something that people are not paying attention to because Bryce Terang has been fantastic for your Milwaukee Brewers. And I can't help but wonder if he's being overlooked in part because, well, we gave you Isaac Collins. Like, look, we were talking about the Miz when the Miz popped out. We gave you the Miz. Milwaukee, you should be happy to have one guy in the race, in the mix, even though his numbers, as you mentioned, warrant him being in the mix.
Yeah, and he's probably not going to be a finalist. It'll go to, I mean, again, Ohtani, Schwarber with what he's doing has been unbelievable. He's not going to win it because he's just a DH.
Does it have anything to do with small market? I mean,
no, I think it has everything to do with Bryce Terang.
He just doesn't, people just don't know him.
Yeah, I know.
And literally, if he doesn't have the month that he just had where he hit 10 home runs or 9 home runs, whatever it was, he's just not going to be in that conversation. Like, suddenly, after he put together this unbelievable offensive, everybody knew he was a great defender, but now all of a sudden it's like, oh, this guy's doing what on offense now? He's doing what? And to me, it seems sustainable. But it's not like he's just hitting a bunch of home runs and their short porch dingers. When they show the graphic every night of the Brewers home run leaderboard, yeah, he's got 17 home runs. His 17 homers have averaged over 400 feet in distance, which is the tops on the team. And watching the games, a lot of them are opposite field home runs. So it's not like he's just getting the barrel out, pulling them, which, you know, everyone's got a little bit of pull side power. All 10 of Sal Frelick's home runs this year have come to the right side. He's spraying the ball all over the field, and this seems very sustainable to me, the way in some of the changes he's made to his swing.
Jumping forward, are there any big free agents coming up at the end of the year?
Not at the end of the year.
I mean, they got to deal with
Freddie's going to have one more year after this.
Freddie Peralta, pitcher of the month, by the way, in the National League.
Yeah.
And then when do you think the lockout is going to be? Is that next year or the year after?
27. The current CBA expires in December of 26.
And that's going to be a nasty lockout.
It's not going to be
anticipating.
Good. Yeah. Not going to be good for if you're a fan
because
of baseball.
Because I'm wondering
enjoying
how long
this,
they can ride this. You know? I mean, baseball's a little different because...
I mean, again, we were at the game on Monday. They played the Phillies tough. Should have won that game. Those two check swings in the ninth, obviously, as we had talked about, were absolute bull honky. And then they won last night. Like, Phillies are a really good team, one of the best teams in the National League, and the Brewers are beating them. You could make the argument that they should have won the game on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't have this feeling...
There's no one that scares you.
I don't... You mean from the other teams? Or
anywhere. Who scares
you? I don't have this
you?
Feeling that they are going to fall off. I don't have the feeling like that, like all of a sudden they're going to forget how to play ball. That doesn't strike me as this squad.
And the way they play doesn't prolong itself to long losing streaks. Now, again, in baseball, in the playoffs, in that opening series, you don't need a long losing streak. It's only a best of five.
Yeah.
You know, you lose two games, your back's against the wall. But for the rest of the season, I'm fully anticipating them holding everybody off and having the best record in baseball.
Yeah.
Because, again, the way that they play, the talent in which they have, I can't imagine. The Phillies are the next closest team, and the Brewers are six. The Cubs are the next closest team.
Really?
Six games clear.
And the Phillies lost a pitcher, too.
They lost their best pitcher, Zach Wheeler.
Yeah. You know how we were talking earlier about how there's no wins above replacement in football as we were trying to measure, you know, what Micah Parsons might mean to this defense for Green Bay? Well, there's no most improved player in Major League Baseball as well. But as we sit here and talk about Bryce Terang being a candidate for MVP, or at least he should be in the conversation, if there were a most improved player award, couldn't you make the argument that Bryce Terang would be a candidate for that as well? I mean, he was so bad. I have a slash here of 218, 285, 300 with only 18 extra bases in 448 plate appearances, and how they have jumped so significantly to now, 2025. I believe that was 2023 numbers.
Yeah.
So we're talking about, like, this guy has just grown and grown into his role, and we just can't say enough about what he has meant to this Brewers lineup, to say nothing of his defense, which we always knew was something he could hang his hat on.
Yeah, because he was the best defensive player in all of baseball last year, winning the Platinum Glove.
It's just so incredible.
I
And still, by the way, underrated. I feel like the fact that he won the platinum glove was still not talked about enough.
I'm guessing they want to have contract extension talks with him. I don't know what you pay. Again, because if you're the Brewers, you're like, well, we don't know if this power thing is all sustainable, even if they think it is, right? So to try to drive the number down, I have no idea what number you try to float Bryce Tarang if you want to lock him up to some sort of long-term extension the way that you did with Jackson Churio, the way that you did previously with Freddie Peralta, and try to make sure that he's going to be sticking around in Milwaukee for a handful more years.
I like Joey's question, though, who scares you? Because he mentioned that nobody really scares him from a Brewers standpoint. Stevie weighing in, noted baseball fan on the Carbless Talk and Text line, says that the Phillies and the Dodgers absolutely scare him.
They beat the Dodgers six times this year, right?
Off of them.
Yeah, but it's still a really good team.
I know the playoffs is different.
Yeah, playoffs is different. It's still a really good team. Hot, but I guess I'm not scared of anyone. And Jen, you making the point of, oh, they played the Phillies really. The Phillies are playing with the Brewers. Brewers are top dogs right now. You know, I understand we want to be the underdog and play that card.
Well, certainly Murphy does.
We're not. We're top dogs.
You know the only thing? The
and
only
it's not,
team.
It's, the thing is, it's not like, oh, we're best team in baseball. They have been the best team in baseball for damn near a month in terms of record. And nobody's getting close to touching them.
I know, but I think the team that scares the Brewers is the Brewers themselves just because of the scars.
Oh. But you got enough guys on this.
No, I know. It just feels different.
There's still so much turnover from last year, too. Yes. Yeah, there's some guys that experienced that heartbreak last year, but there's others that haven't.
It's different.
Yeah. I mean, this back thing for Yelich scares me a little bit after he was a late scratch yesterday, first time all year with back soreness.
They got time.
It looks like he's going to need a couple of days off.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's been kind of nagging at him, and yesterday he finally decided, hey, I just can't keep trying to play through this, so hopefully the rest helps him. Because back injuries always scare you, and Christian's just been so
good. So they threw Churio out there, and Churio was great, right?
Yeah, but again, it's just, when's this going to flare up? Backs are always tricky, especially somebody who's had back surgery, and this has just been an issue for years for Christian. Mm-hmm. So you're hoping that it's not anything long-term.
Back a bit of a bugaboo right now here in Wisconsin between
the
Micah Parsons, then hips.
That's what Andy always said.
Is this head, shoulders, knees, and toes over here?
Thin hips.
Thin hips.
Oh, thin hips. I
What'd
thought
you
he
think?
Said, then hips.
Oh,
I was like, thin hips.
Yeah. Because Andy would be always like, hey, you got back problems.
I don't know anything about thin hips. So
if you had an ass like mine, Andy said, you wouldn't have back problems.
Great point by Andy.
Yes.
Great point by Andy.
Terry weighing in saying the Mets scare me with two new additions at starting pitcher and, of course, their bats. I think we should put that on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter Infinity Exteriors poll. What teams in the National League actually scare you? Are you scared of anybody, Brewers fans? Because to Gabe's point, you shouldn't be, right? Is that what your point is?
Yeah.
Is that you're the best team in baseball.
Yeah.
Don't let anybody come in here and intimidate
you. Everybody's trying to play with you. You're not trying to play with them. They're trying to catch you
that
and chase you down.
Weird. Nothing. Let it go. Just
the playing with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to play with you.
I don't want you to play with me either.
Well, now we have to go to play.
Good luck with that read.
Yeah. You know what? I don't have anything appropriate here. I don't have anything that we can tuck in here.
Feels like mentality.
I was just going to let Jen keep fumbling. I'm not going to lie. I was going to be a bad teammate there and just let her hang. Just keep going through it. But doesn't matter what age you are. Low testosterone can be an issue with any guy. And I've been telling you about Mentality for years. What are you waiting for? Go to the website, mentalityhealth.com/radio. If you're tired, groggy, just don't feel like yourself. Those are all signs of low testosterone. And Mentality can help if that's what you're dealing with. Book the appointment, go through their process. If your testosterone levels are low, you can then get a customized testosterone treatment plan just for you. And the great thing is, Mentality doesn't just go, okay, here's your treatment. We'll talk to you sometime, whenever. No, you go back every 12, 13 weeks, make sure your levels are where they need to be to make sure that you are increasing strength, shaking fatigue, sleep better, lose weight. These are all things you can do with Mentality and their low testosterone treatments. So go to the website, mentalityhealth.com/radio. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Find out more, mentalityhealth.com/radio.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Have you never had a good pie?
I've had fine pies.
You get no pie.
Right now, yeah.
I mean, seems that way anyway. But if we get him on those dating sites, it feels like maybe he could.
Yeah. On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. We turn to some funny places for support, and as much as our friends want to help us through our tough times, not everyone is a therapist, not everyone is qualified, not everyone is the one. But if you're looking for your right match, go to BetterHelp. BetterHelp has more than 30,000 therapists. They're the world's largest online therapy platform, having served more than 5 million people globally. I got to tell you, therapy has been a game changer for me in my life. Been doing it for about 15 years and a lot in the last 3 years after my dad passed away. Found a grief therapist, and she has been tremendous in helping me navigate that loss. Maybe it's not grief that you're dealing with. Maybe it's just the everyday struggles and stressors. BetterHelp can help. Our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/timeout. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/timeout, because we're all better with help. We did a lot of yearbook superlatives here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning. And we begin with some obvious ones, right? Who is going to be the offensive player of the year? Jordan Love, Josh Jacobs, Matthew Golden, other. You could write in an other if you wanted to. 51% of people are saying Jordan Love. 36% of people saying Josh Jacobs. You got 11% of people saying Matthew Golden. And then you have some write-ins that include Tucker Kraft, guys. To the defensive side of the ball, Micah Parsons running away with this one with 52% of the vote, although Quay Walker has 11 and Xavier McKinney has 22. And we asked you, does anybody scare you in the National League? Dodgers, Phillies, no one. Wouldn't you know it, no one is winning right now? No one scares Brewers fans.
Shouldn't. Can't play scared, Chew.
Exactly.
Will Niantosh is next on ESPN Milwaukee. Have a great one, everybody.